Let us pray. Breath of God, wind that blew over the sea at creation, breath that brought to life the human form, made of the dust of the earth, spirit that led Jesus through all his days, breathe life into us now, recreate us, and fill our bodies and souls with your word of life, your song of blessing. We breathe deeply of your presence in the secret language of the heart. Speak to us. Amen.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from the second volume of Luke's Gospel, the book of Acts, the second chapter. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all gathered together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like the rush of a mighty wind, and flames as of little tongues of fire divided out and separated, a tongue of flame on each person. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, at that time in Jerusalem, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, a crowd gathered, and they were amazed to hear the disciples speaking to them in their own languages. And they were astounded. They said, aren't these people all Galileans? How do we hear them speaking in our own tongues? There were Parthians and Medes and Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pamphylia, Phrygia, Pontus, Asia, Egypt, the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Arabs and Cretans. They said, how is it that we all hear them in our own languages speaking about the wonderful, powerful deeds of God? Well, of course, there were some people who just said, they're drunk. But Peter, who was standing with the 11, stood up, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd.
People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose. Are you kidding? It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young shall see visions, and your old shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of life. A reading from 1 Corinthians. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of activities. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
To one is given the Spirit of utterance and wisdom.
And to another, the
utterance of
knowledge
according
to the same Spirit.
To another, the good faith by the same Spirit.
To another, faith in the Holy Spirit.
To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy.
To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, verity. To another, the interpretation of tongues.
All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. Alleluia.
And hear the good news from John's Gospel in the 7th chapter. The last day of the great festival, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "Let any who are thirsty come and drink from me. For as Scripture says, out of the believer's heart will flow rivers of living water." He said this, referring to the Holy Spirit, which had not been given yet, because the Son had not yet been glorified. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, when the earth was formless and void, the Ruach of God hovered over the waters. The word in Hebrew, the language of the Old Testament, is Ruach, which means spirit. It means wind. It means breath. The wind of God blew across the waters. The Spirit of God breathed on the waters, and there was light. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of creation, of things made new. And then God took up dust from the earth and fashioned it into a human form and breathed the Ruach of life into it. And it became a living being. The Holy Spirit is the breath of life, the life force that is in us and all living beings. One Spirit in all of us. I love, in listening to choral music or sometimes even instrumental wind music, this moment as a phrase begins. Sometimes you can hear the musicians take a breath. I love that moment. Some people don't think it's part of the music, but for me it is. It's part of the music. It humanizes it. It's how we know that this is being sung by a real person and not a robot. And it intensifies the magic, because it comes in as breath and comes out as music. And I like to hear both ends of it. It also creates an entry point. Because even if I can't sing with those people what they're singing, I can at least breathe with them. We can breathe together. And in that way, we can make music together. One of the important things about congregational singing, and one of the reasons I make you guys sing so many songs, is that singing together is a form of breathing together. And whether you're conscious of it or not, and we usually are not, we are breathing together. We are being one body, joined by one spirit with one breath. And even if you're one of those who listens and doesn't sing along, you can breathe with us and make the music with us. Everybody knows that the way a sailboat works is that the wind pushes it along. But that's only half the story. The wind, as it passes over the curved surface of a sail, has to travel faster around the longer outside of the curve than through the shorter inside of the curve. And when it does that, there's a difference in the air pressure. It creates a vacuum, and the vacuum pulls the boat. It only half gets pushed. It also gets pulled. That's how airplanes fly. They do not rest on the air. They are lifted by the upper surface of those wings and sucked up into the air. When the day of Pentecost had come, The disciples were all gathered in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven the sound of a mighty pneuma. The word in Greek, which is the language of the New Testament, means wind. And it means spirit. And it means breath. There was the sound of this mighty wind, and that wind blew the disciples out into the street to witness to the love of God to other people who hadn't heard about it. And that breath of God was what they used to say that stuff. The reason they could speak in other languages is because they weren't speaking. It was the breath of God moving through them. And when they went out there, they weren't just pushed out the door by the Spirit. They were drawn, because the Spirit is also in all those people out on the street. And the Spirit was returning to itself. Those apostles were being returned to their own completion. And in sharing that good news, they were breathing together with the rest of God's beloved, who were also breathing the same Spirit, and in that way could become one body. When we at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church go out into the world in mission and ministry, whether as individuals or in little teams or all together as a church, we are being carried by the wind of God, not our own efforts. We are enabled to speak with the breath of God, the life-giving energy of God, not because of our powers or abilities, but because we have been created anew. We've been reborn by that Spirit into a new life in which we are vessels for that Spirit. And each of us has a different gift. As we heard just a minute ago, we all have a different part to contribute to the song. And it's only whole if we're all contributing our parts. And when we go out into the world, we are not being sent or pushed. We're being drawn, because the Spirit is in those people that we're serving. And it's simply not the case that we are the gifted ones who are giving what's so important to those other needy folks out there. They are also the gifted ones, and we are the needy ones. We need them, because they are the rest of the body. They are the rest of us. And we need their gifts. We need for them to be breathing together with us so that we can be a whole body. Otherwise, we come in here and shut the doors. And you know what happens when you hold your breath long enough? You pass out. We need to be in ministry not just for, but with all those people in this world whom we need so that we can be whole, so that we can breathe in and out. So we come here to breathe in the deep grace of God. And just like our lungs draw oxygen and nitrogen out of the air and it becomes part of our bodies, we draw in God's grace and it becomes part of who we are. And then God breathes us out into the world. And the world breathes us in and draws the love of God out of us, and it becomes a part of their lives. And thus emptied, we are ready to breathe in again and receive once more the life-giving Spirit of God and become whole, because we are breathing together in the Spirit of God. Breathe deeply of the Spirit of God, the love of God, and then breathe out. Will you pray with me? God of grace, we open our hearts and we breathe you in. By the mighty wind of your Spirit, breathe us out into the world. Spirit of love, breath of life, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, breathing deeply of your Spirit, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.